It's time for the Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Baseball Insider Andy Carbone here with us on MSO News Sports. Andy, the Red Sox start the week in first place in a tie with the New York Yankees.
Yeah, I wouldn't believe it if you said that to me last week when we finished our report saying, oh, Red Sox, they'll be tied for first when we talk again. But lo and behold, it happened after Yankees struggling in Oakland over the weekend, the Red Sox taking 2 or 3 over Houston, and yep, you said it. We're tied for first place, and we're heading into Kansas City for 3 games.
Kansas City, here we come.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, the Yankees went on a little bit of a skid there. So what would you tell me are the parts that came together this week for the Sox? Maybe playing worse teams, but you know, who knows?
Well, they took care of business earlier in the week. They had to play the Phillies, and of course, they're one of the worst teams in the National League, if not the worst team. And the Red Sox came away taking 3 of 4, which was... they should have taken 4, in all honesty, but they took 3 of 4. They got another great start out of Chris Sale in the only game they lost, losing 1-0. Sale pitched a complete game with 10 strikeouts. The bats started to perk up a little bit in the spot. They had 2 big walk-off wins early in the week, last week at Fenway, Monday and Tuesday. First, it started with last Monday, Dustin Pedroia getting an RBI single, bottom of the 11th, and then Andrew Benintendi singling in the bottom of the 12th, driving in a run for the win there. And that was the first time in 45 years Red Sox had back-to-back walk-off wins in extra innings. Then the Red Sox headed into Houston, and a couple close games there as well. Mookie Betts hit a home run the 8th inning on Friday night to break a 1-1 tie, and we beat the Astros 2-1. And Saturday, Rick Porcello got roughed up again, giving up 7 runs in 6 innings. Red Sox lose 7-1. But then last night, they come back big with another close win, 6-5. Xander Bogaerts, 2 home runs, 4 RBIs. And David Price, he picked up his second win of the year, but he did give up 3 runs over 5 innings. The starting pitching has still been kind of Mets, if you will, other than Chris Sale, but they're getting strong relief out of the bullpen, definitely, and some timely hitting.
Yeah, that's good. And Bogaerts had not been hitting, right, until maybe last night?
Well, power-wise, yes. He still has the average up there, but definitely for the power sort of things, I mean, the 2 home runs last night gives him 4 for the year.
Yeah, I got you. All right. Other player notes with the Red Sox, Eduardo Rodriguez in the news, and what other notes do you have, Andy?
Well, from the medical front, Eduardo Rodriguez threw a bullpen session on Thursday. He was ahead of schedule with his knee situation. He was to do some running and fielding drills over the weekend in Houston. If that all went well after the recovery situation, he could be sent out for a rehab assignment sooner than later. And Red Sox could get him back a little sooner than they expected, so that's a potential good sign for the rotation, obviously. Some other notes on injured players. Tyler Thornburg, the pitcher, underwent thoracic outlet syndrome surgery in his right shoulder. He'll be out till sometime next year, so that trade of Travis Shaw and 3 prospects at the Brewers for Thornburg turns out to be a little bit of a waste so far. And Carson Smith coming back from Tommy John surgery. He had a simulated inning on Thursday, then he had shoulder inflammation after that. He's going to be shut down for at least the next 4 to 5 days before they see what the next step is with Carson Smith. And Dustin Pedroia last night got hit in the back with a fastball in the 7th inning. Was dealing with some swelling and tightness in the area. He did go out for x-rays. They came back negative, so he will be with the team in Kansas City, but you might see Dustin getting the game off tonight.
Yeah, boy, he's struggled a little bit with the injuries, hasn't he? But he came back, as you mentioned earlier in the week, with the big walk-off base hit to win.
Absolutely, but you know, Dustin, it takes a lot to get him out of the lineup. He always seems to be playing banged up, but he's always out there.
All right, any other Red Sox notes, Andy, to share with us?
Well, like you said, we're in first place on June 19th. And another note, Red Sox have the best record in the American League since May 21st, so I thought that was kind of intriguing. And when they always talk about pace of play and length of game, some notes here. The average 9-inning Red Sox game this year taken 3 hours, 16 minutes, 12 minutes longer than the average MLB game. Red Sox have played 35 games so far this year of at least 3 hours and 20 minutes. That's more than any other team. And then 72% of Red Sox 9-inning games have taken longer than the league average of 3 hours and 4 minutes. So basically, if you're going to watch or go to a Red Sox game, clear the slate. You're going to be spending some time in front of the TV or at the ballpark. So it's definitely a long-term event.
Yeah, definitely. You're not getting home early if you're going to stay to the end of the game. I wonder if the Red Sox have the highest percentage of folks leaving the ballpark early.
That'd be a good statistic, see if we can find that one out.
It is funny why that. Why do you think that is, Andy? Why are the Red Sox games the slowest games in baseball?
Well, the Red Sox are always notorious for taking a lot of pitches. I think between that, the Red Sox have starters on the mound that are slow workers. other than Chris Sale. I mean, obviously, he is. If everyone pitched like Chris Sale, we'd be in and out of there in probably 2 hours and 15 minutes. So between that and just conferences at the mound with the catchers and the pitching coaches, it's a whole array of things. But that's something that I guess Major League Baseball needs to. Me personally, I don't care if a game goes eight hours. I'm perfectly fine with it. But for the most part, people get itchy, and I know they still have to try to work that out and speed things up a bit.
Yeah, see what your family thinks after you've go to a few eight-hour Red Sox games, Andy. You know, we're always, it seems like every other week we're talking about Jerry Remy in some way, the Red Sox television commentator, but he did announce this past week that his lung cancer is back again. So that's a sad news to report.
Yeah, absolutely. Remy, I think this will be his, fifth procedure with a fifth situation with cancer. So he'll be announcing with the team through next Monday. He goes in for the surgery, and he hopes to actually be back right after the All-Star break. So certainly not a long span of time to be out, but obviously thoughts and prayers go with Remy and his family as he deals with another bout of cancer.
Well, Andy, we got to close it out. I'm not sure if you have anything else on the Red Sox, but let's hit those Major League Baseball notes too.
Yeah, we'll hit the Major League Baseball notes right now. You do have the situation with the Major League Draft went on earlier in the week. Yeah, we can mention the Red Sox there. They selected their pitcher, Tanner Houck, from the University of Missouri with their first pick. But the overall first pick in the draft this year, shortstop Royce Lewis, he got taken by the Minnesota Twins. He's still a high school player in California. And then the Major League Baseball draft went on with some sons of players Red Sox fans know. Blue Jays drafted first baseman Casey Clemens. Of course, he's the son of Roger Clemens. He got picked up in the eighth round. And some other notes out of Major League Baseball over the weekend. MLB is deciding to allow players to put nicknames on the back of their uniforms the weekend of August 25th through the 27th. And I don't know what's up with that. I don't know if that's going to get more people to watch or not. I don't really know what the point of all that is. I mean, I guess it's probably just to sell more jerseys. That weekend there'll be a spike in sales at the memorabilia stand and that type of thing, souvenir stand.
Good call on your part, Andy. Money could be involved. There you go.
I mean,
right.
That's basically it. That has to be what it is. And one other note I'd like to mention is Cincinnati Reds unveiled a statue of Pete Rose outside of the Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati on Saturday. And back on Thursday, the Hall of Fame's board of directors made their official announcement that back in December, they decided to uphold its decision to prevent consideration of Pete Rose for induction into the Hall of Fame.
Well, there you go. Well, Andy, just a peek ahead this week, Andy. What are the highlights ahead for the Sox this week?
Well, you have the three games in Kansas City. Notoriously, the Red Sox do have trouble in Kansas City, so we'll see if they can maybe sneak a win or two out in the last three games of this road trip. And then the Sox come home for a quick seven-game homestand. They'll be home beginning on Friday night against the L.A. Angels through the weekend. And then the Minnesota Twins come in for four next week. And also on Friday night coming up, David Ortiz has number 34 retired by the Red Sox.
Oh, gotcha. Well, there's some highlights there. Andy, great talking with you. Have a great week, and we'll check back again soon.
Sounds great. We'll do that.
Andy Carboni, our baseball insider. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO News Sports.